This is Minnesota Public Radio News. I'm Tom Cran in the newsroom on this early Wednesday evening at 7:29 now. And about an hour and a half ago, a little less than an hour and a half ago, we had a major bridge collapse in downtown Minneapolis. The Interstate 35W bridge at University Avenue, as it crosses the Mississippi River, has collapsed. There was work being done on the bridge, we understand. We don't know how it's connected. A MnDOT spokesperson has told us that there's still details are still sketchy, but we do have Minnesota Public Radio reporters on the scene. Our own Kathy Werzer is there now. We talked to her earlier. And Kathy, tell us exactly where you are and what you're seeing right now, please.
You know, I'm right by the Metal-Matic plant, which folks who've driven across 35W will know it well. It's as you're going into Minneapolis, it's on your right-hand side on 35W. And I'm with Adam Noe. Adam's from Minneapolis. He actually lives around here. And Adam and I are literally steps from his Jeep Cherokee. He managed to climb out. He was on 35W at the time of the collapse. And Tom, if you're okay, I'm going to hand the phone over to Adam. Adam.
Hello.
Hello, Adam. Yes, Adam, if you could tell me what exactly happened at that moment of collapse, and just give us the story that happened to you, and let us know.
We were going southbound on 35W, and
yeah.
We just started to come over the bridge right where University Avenue on ramp comes in,
yeah.
And about 100 yards after that, we were in rush hour traffic just sitting there and talking about work, and I heard this loud bang, loudest noise I've ever heard, and then we just looked ahead, and the bridge started to collapse right there, and we just, I was a passenger, and my friend had a quick reflex and jumped out quick and was actually on the bridge when it fell back, the portion that fell next to the Metal-Matic place.
That would be on the northbound side of downtown Minneapolis. You were traveling south toward the city?
Yeah, we're traveling south toward the city, right past University.
And so what happened to you and your friend who were in the vehicle, and what happened to the vehicle?
Well, the two cars ahead of us just stayed. We were happened to be lucky enough to be in the only section that was, you know, pretty much level, and then the front and back fell, and we slid on the back side and slid down onto the ground.
You slid onto the ground from the bridge. How far would you estimate that that fall was?
I probably about 60 yards.
Uh huh. And was your vehicle destroyed in this, or is it still? Has it been pulled up? Or
nothing's been pulled up at the site where all.
Yeah.
People that there's only I'm looking at seven cars that are the only cars on the southbound side before the ones that went off the bridge.
So where you were, you could see the collapse happen?
Yes, I was going southbound, and it collapsed right in front of the vehicle.
Right in front of the vehicle. So you were able to stop just before the collapse part. What was it like? Did you describe what you saw at that moment of collapse?
I saw the it's the craziest thing. I've seen the Washington exit sign go from standing up to just straight down, and it seemed like slow motion, and I just didn't even, I thought it was just a dream mode as soon as that happened, and that's when my buddy panicked and jumped out of the car, and then I slid back with the car.
At the time, how heavy would you say the traffic was? Because this was after 6 o'clock. You said you were stopped in traffic, rush hour traffic.
It was still rush hour. It was the bridge was under construction, so our estimated speed right before it happened was only like maybe 20 miles an hour.
Because
you couldn't see, we were bumper to bumper the whole interstate.
And did you see the section of the roadway collapse with cars on it? Any cars go into the river, or did they just go straight down on the roadway?
I believe it collapsed straight forward because we couldn't see because we slid back, and then right after, immediately after the accident, we tried to look. I tried. My friend went to the hospital.
All right, Adam Noe, thank you very much for your eyewitness account of things, and I assume that you and your friend are safe and sound.
We're
no injuries?
Nope. I heard from my buddy. He's in there right now. It doesn't seem to be major. So.
Yeah. Okay. So you've actually talked to him. Well, geez, the best of luck. And thanks for speaking with us tonight under these conditions. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Adam Noe, who was a witness to the bridge collapse tonight on Interstate 35W. He was traveling southbound toward downtown Minneapolis and saw the bridge collapse and just stopped just short of that. Understand we have a couple of other Minnesota Public Radio reporters on the line right now. Should we go to Dan Olson first or Marisa Helms? We'll go to Marisa Helms. Marisa Helms is there live. And Marisa, tell us what you're seeing right now.
Right now, there's a lot of police cars. There's kind of a lot of chaos going on with trucks coming in and out, and the cops are pretty much roping off the area near the Red Cross staging site. They really won't let us go in any further. There's a lot of people mulling around that are concerned about their loved ones. I have Jose Brizuela with me here. He is the father of a couple of kids who were on the school bus that collapsed, and here he is right now if you want to speak with him.
I do. Jose.
Hello?
Hello, is this Jose?
Yes.
Hello, Jose. Please tell us about the school bus. Where was the school bus from?
That's an official school. They go by afternoons.
Uh-huh.
And also during this, it's a summer school. They are in, it's a White House name. It's a community school. It's on 13th Avenue and 26th Street, South Minneapolis.
From South Minneapolis. And are you aware of any injuries on that school bus, or was it evacuated? How many people were on it? What can you tell us?
Honestly, I don't know how many there were there.
Uh-huh.
As I know, all the children there okay, except the teacher, Julie.
Except the teacher. And what do we know about her?
I just know that she was injured. I don't know anything else about her.
But you haven't heard of any injuries of any of the kids who were on the bus. Can you tell us what age or what level of school the kids were? How old were they?
All of them. They are from. Give me a chance.
Sure.
¿Qué edad tienen los niños desde los 5 años? Five years old.
Yeah.
15, I guess.
A 5 to 15, and yeah. They were evacuated safely. Do you know how many?
Yeah, all of them.
Yeah, all
I
of
know
them.
All of one of the other adult people who were in charge of them. We just found them here in very close to the Red Cross building. He told us all of them they are here. But probably they are receiving first aid just to check, just to be sure all of them they are okay.
Okay, well, Jose, thank you very much for your eyewitness account here. If we could speak once again to Marisa Helms, our Minnesota Public Radio reporter who's on the scene. As you can hear in the background there must be quite a rescue operation going on, sirens, first aid being administered. And Marisa Helms, can you hear me?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of ambulances around here.
Right, okay.
I can't hear you anymore.
That's Jose still.
Anyway, I appreciate keep contacting.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your eyewitness account of this. And if you could hand the phone back to Marisa Helms,
sure.
We'll tell Marisa to stand by. But right now, we are going to check in with Dan Olson. Minnesota Public Radio's Dan Olson is live for us on the Stone Arch Bridge. And Dan, good evening. And tell us what you're seeing there from the Stone Arch Bridge. You must have a very good view of things.
Tom, the collapse. 35W north-south span is one bridge away from me. I'm on the Stone Arch Bridge mid-span. The next bridge downriver, as you already have heard, is the 10th Avenue Bridge, which is now closed to all traffic.
Right.
And then just beyond that is the downspan. Tom, what we have in front of us is a group of emergency vehicles very nearly filling the 10th Avenue Bridge. We have emergency flotilla there in the river below the 10th Avenue Bridge. We have a large military helicopter that just seconds ago came in, made a very large circle, and cleared out the 5 news helicopters for television that are watching this, and made a big circle, and for a time, seconds ago, hovered over and has just moved off. already you've understood from your eyewitnesses that this is just the span that collapsed, 35W north and south, is just downriver from the Guthrie Theater on the west bank. The University of Minnesota is right next to it on the east bank.
Right.
We have about 2,000 or so people here on the Stone Arch Bridge, simply standing, looking, watching, and we have had two emergency vehicles traverse this Stone Arch Bridge, which, as you know, is closed to vehicular traffic and is pedestrian and bike traffic only.
Right.
The streets in downtown Minneapolis, Tom, are chaotic. People who think they might want to be part of this spectacle are advised to really stay away. The traffic is just snarled. I just turned around now, and I'm looking upriver at the Hennepin at the 3rd Avenue Bridge, which is very nearly stopped, dead. And just beyond that, the Hennepin Avenue Bridge, the suspension bridge, is mostly free-flowing. But downtown streets are now nearly choked with emergency vehicles. There goes the transit police SUV headed the other direction here on the Stone Arch Bridge.
Right. I understand there are a lot of official emergency vehicles from all over the Twin Cities Metro who have responded to this. But it must be just to look and see where that bridge used to be and not see that great span there must be just a surreal sight. Have they managed to put out the fire and the smoke that was billowing earlier there, Dan?
I don't know if they've completely put it out, Tom, but as I arrived, there were white clouds that then turned to black clouds of smoke, which was like a very large fireworks display, the kind of cloud you see after that. But now those clouds have completely dissipated. I see just a hint of white smoke on the west bank side, which would be the south side of the span. And that indicates to me that much of the fire has been put out. But again, it's just a very difficult situation, you can imagine. Here, onlookers are just passing by me, in front of me, on bikes and on foot, as are all of us. We're trying to make sense of this and figure out what has happened. As you know, Tom, you've been told already, I'm sure, that this span, 35W, was undergoing repair.
Undergoing repair, yeah.
For Minnesota Department of Transportation.
Yeah.
And so I'm sure this will all be a factor in the ensuing investigation.
Yeah, we are told that there'll be a further statement from MnDOT. Our Elizabeth Sawicki reached someone at MnDOT earlier, and they didn't have all that much in the way of information, but when we hear more from them, we will bring it to you. Dan Olson, thank you very much, and I appreciate your reporting for this tonight. We're going to get an update now here on just, if you're tuning in to Minnesota Public Radio News and you're listening and wondering what's going on, Mike Mulcahy is here with me in the studio from the newsroom, and we'll try to give you an update of what we know. Here is one of the things that we have just heard, and it's via the Associated Press. Apparently WCCO, one of their reporters, has confirmed that there has been at least one death now in this bridge collapse.
Right, Tom, at least one death. It's unconfirmed by officials at this point. It's a media report.
Right.
But we do know that this happened about 6 o'clock tonight. The entire span of the bridge, Interstate 35W, over the Mississippi River, collapsed. We know that it was rush hour traffic. Traffic was very heavy. We know that several vehicles went down into the river.
MnDOT says perhaps as many as 50, although they can't confirm that number of vehicles were actually on the span at the time. Seems to me that that's fairly light for that time of night.
We know that there was at least one school bus, and we just heard from a witness who said that the kids on that school bus were from 5 to 15 years old. That he, as far as he knew, they were able to get off the bus. They were not injured, but he did say that a teacher was injured.
Right.
And we know that school bus was from a community school in South Minneapolis.
Right.
We know that there are dozens of cars involved in this. We know that many of the injured have been taken to Hennepin County Medical Center, but we have not received word from there how many are injured or the extent of the injuries. But certainly lots of questions that remain to be answered. The primary question is, why did this happen? Bridges do not fall down.
Right.
We know that there was construction of some sort going on. Sounded like resurfacing.
Resurfacing is one of the reports,
Working on some of the ice melting systems on the bridge. But why that would cause this to happen, just a big question mark at this point.
Right, and we expect to hear from MnDOT. We're told there will be further information from MnDOT as well. The pictures have been dramatic, people stranded on parts of the bridge that aren't completely in the water. And it looked earlier as if part of the road surface was actually either suspended between the two riverbanks or floating on the river with boats as Dan Olson described it, flotilla of rescue boats getting people off and out of their vehicles, and presumably so.
And Tom, we do know that the Homeland Security Department has said that they've had no indication that this has anything to do with terrorism. They said they are monitoring the situation, but at this point, nothing to indicate this had anything to do with terrorism.
And that's according to Homeland Security speaking earlier on television. Michael Cahey here with me. I'm Tom Cran. It's Minnesota Public Radio News, and it's 7:44, and we are going to go now to Lorna Benson as our Minnesota Public Radio reporters sort of fan out around the area. I understand Lorna Benson is at the corner of Southeast 2nd Street in Minneapolis and near the 10th Avenue, Cedar Avenue Bridge. Am I correct, Lorna? Is that where you are right now?
Yes, I am. I'm actually right down by the edge of the railroad tracks, and I'm maybe 200-300 feet from the base of the bridge where you can see at least a part of it that's buckled right now. Hundreds and hundreds of people are just in this area alone, and I can tell you thousands are gathering down here. As I was driving over here, it took a long time to weave my way back in here, and there's just tons of people walking down the sidewalks, rushing down the sidewalks to see what's going on. But once you get up here, you can't see a whole lot. The view is obscured, quite obscured, but you can see that there are a lot of emergency workers, and they're trying to push people back, so, and they're having some effect pushing people back, but people just keep coming down here.
And what is the scene like where you are now in terms of either rescue personnel or just the general public that's there?
Well, there are many ambulances queued up, and as they put people in them, they are, you know, having a hard time getting them through the streets. And right now I've got somebody here who's walking with more sheriff's tape and trying to push people back even further. It's just getting a little too congested down here for them to be able to do their jobs effectively. Obviously, a lot of people interested and a lot of people worried about what's going on down here.
Exactly. All right. Well, thank you, Lorna Benson. We'll check in with you again as things warrant here as we continue with live coverage of a bridge collapse in downtown Minneapolis, Interstate 35W. This is the bridge, four-lane bridge that goes over the Mississippi River. Basically, it spans, if you were traveling from out of downtown Minneapolis, it travels northbound and is parallel to the Cedar Avenue Bridge, and then a little further on the Stone Arch Bridge, where our Dan Olson is as well. We're told the bridge was built in 1967, and it doesn't or didn't have supports over the river as well, and we're getting that information. So if we hear any more from MnDOT, we will actually tell you more about it. We understand also a Twins game is in progress at the Metrodome as well, and I'm sure there are a lot of people just getting underway, but this bridge collapsed at 6:05 tonight, according to the Associated Press. State Patrol now briefing the press, saying the cause undetermined at this point, but traffic is stopped on Washington Avenue on the south, and at traveling northbound on Interstate 94 as well. And there's going to be a command post set up, the Minnesota State Patrol, and they're going to be giving updates as well on that. Mike Mulcahy is here with me.
And Tom, CNN is now reporting that at least three people have been killed in this bridge collapse. Again, we don't have official confirmation of that. We're getting these reports through other media outlets. But I would have to say there's probably not a great reason to doubt that, just looking at the scale of what happened here.
Yeah. Right. Well, we're also getting word now from Tom Scheck, who is live with us closer to the scene and has spoken to somebody at Minnesota State Patrol. Earlier you said you spoke with MnDOT. I'm sorry. You earlier spoke with someone from Minnesota State Patrol. But from MnDOT, what are you hearing, Tom, right now?
Well, Tom, let me just give you an example of where I'm at. I'm about 250 yards from where the bridge just starts to collapse, and the bridge kind of collapses First off, it's about 30 feet high over a road onto a train, and then it goes about another 50 yards or so, and then it just drops off dramatically. There are about a dozen or so cars that are lined up to the where the precipice is, where this drop-off is. They just moved us. We were actually standing closer to the bridge, and they just moved us. The law enforcement folks just moved us from the bridge because they were a little worried that the bridge could collapse a little bit more where we were. Obviously, it wouldn't be as dramatic a drop-off from where it drops into the Mississippi River, but they were worried about that, so they were moving folks, media, emergency personnel off of that part of the bridge. Now, earlier I talked to Kent Barnard, who's a spokesman for the Minnesota Department of Transportation, and obviously the biggest question we had was, was the Department of Transportation or were there construction crews working on this bridge? And they were. They were doing what he called surface repairs. So they were doing asphalt repairs. They were doing a little bit of concrete repair. But when we asked him if there were any major repairs going on to the bridge, he said no. We asked if this was a major renovation at all, and they said no as well. You can probably hear the police are starting to push some folks back a little bit more as well. So there's a little bit of scuffle. So I'm going to keep walking back a little bit. But he insisted that there were not major renovations going on to the bridge. And when we asked him, okay, well, what caused this? Do you have any idea? He said he wasn't sure. And we said, okay, could it just be the age? He said, no, that wouldn't be it. And he just said, you know, it wasn't the weight of the bridge either. He just couldn't offer any explanation on to why this bridge collapsed.
Any sense of further update from them tonight or when they might have more information or if there's going to be an investigation, obviously, right?
Well, yeah, he said, that was the first thing he said. Well, we're going to have to wait until we get a full investigation on to see what happened. And then after that, you know, we'll have greater detail. But at this point in time, he doesn't really want to speculate too much. We were peppering him more with questions on, was it this, was it that, was it this? And he was like, I can't answer that at this point.
Right. And we're hearing now from the Department of Homeland Security saying no indication of any terrorism involved at this point in the bridge collapse. And also we expect...
Yeah, actually, sorry, Tom, I don't mean to
interrupt. Can you give us more? I know you were talking to the State Patrol earlier.
The State Patrol folks suggested that this was about 20 minutes ago. They were still coordinating their emergency efforts. One gentleman who worked for a local security firm came running down, and I was running with him, and I asked him what he was doing. He said, you know, we called into the city of Minneapolis and basically said, do you need any help? And the folks person on the 911 said, yes, as much help as possible. So they are coordinating and bringing in local law enforcement, local emergency personnel to help out. Now, I did talk to a person who was just saw the bridge collapse, and she said she just heard a massive boom, basically, and that was it. And then she took off and ran away from the scene.
Mm-hmm. All right, Tom Scheck, thank you very much on the scene for us tonight of the major bridge collapse in downtown Minneapolis. Mike Mulcahy is here with me in the studio. I'm Tom Cran. You're listening to Minnesota Public Radio News. If you're just tuning in, we're going to update you that it's the Interstate 35W bridge, spans the Mississippi River just north of downtown Minneapolis, and at University Avenue is the way they were first describing it. It has collapsed into the Mississippi on both sides
both
of the bank.
Both sections of the roadway.
And both sections of the roadway. It's four lanes traveling in either direction. We heard earlier from an eyewitness the traffic was fairly heavy, and another eyewitness telling us more about the school bus that has been shown right now, again, being shown on television, the school bus that was there, but apparently and thankfully has been evacuated, and there were no injuries to any of the students on the bus.
A teacher may have been injured
is what we hear. Also now, it seems just in now that CNN is reporting three deaths now reporting on the freeway bridge collapse. Is that the latest you
That's
have
right. Heard? And we're also hearing that many injured people have been taken to Hennepin County Medical Center, that some have critical injuries, although, again, these are all reports we're getting. We can't really confirm any of this from any
official
sources
at
this point. But this happened right at the height of rush hour, a little bit after 6 o'clock tonight.
They're saying,
And the reports we do hear is that traffic was moving relatively slowly because there was so much traffic, really bumper-to-bumper rush hour traffic in one of the busiest highways in the Twin Cities. This is right by downtown Minneapolis, right over the Mississippi River. So lots of vehicles involved. We know that for sure. We've seen pictures of trucks, a school bus. Obviously heard from some eyewitnesses who were driving regular cars. So this is a an event on a very large scale. And yeah. We're trying to get as much information as we can. We're also putting information on our website, minnesotapublicradio.org. And you can contribute information, too, if you were witness this, we'd
absolutely.
Like to hear from you.
We would like to hear from you at minnesotapublicradio.org. You'll see there a link and a way to attach any photographs you might have or any information you have as well, and we will pass it along. We're also told that the sky around there has been cleared of choppers to get in emergency medevac helicopters and that sort of thing to get people evacuated.
And Dan Olson told us that a military aircraft came
yes.
in and actually
yeah.
cleared the news helicopters from the scene.
Now, we know that it looks like at least Channel 11 is still broadcasting live because they have those very long lenses on the news choppers, and they probably can still cover it from fairly far away, but they're not right over the scene anymore because of they want to make sure they're able to evacuate people and get them out. And they're also establishing a control facility as well at near the scene, the Minnesota State Patrol, and I understand that. And the Red Cross now setting up at River Parkway as well. It's one update that we are getting.
And we know that this bridge was built in 1967. We know that there was some kind of work going on it today. Resurfacing work is what we hear, and work on the system to melt ice. Nothing, certainly, that sounds as if it would cause this kind of catastrophe. And so
right.
the big question is, what did cause this? And
was
I'm sure
any structural there's a structural integrity
right.
of the bridge at risk or
right.
anything. Yeah.
And of course, obviously, the state inspects bridges. The Transportation Department does that. Apparently, these were MnDOT crews working on the bridge today,
or contracted by MnDOT. Yeah.
And whether they saw anything wrong, we just don't know yet. We're trying to get more information on that. And certainly that will be the key question in the weeks and months ahead here as the investigations begin. Just why did this happen? How did this happen?
Right.
And we do know that the Department of Homeland Security is saying that apparently there's no terrorist involvement. And so the question is, why does a bridge fall down?
Exactly. And was any of the work, the resurfacing work, in any way involved with it, or did it compromise the integrity of the bridge? But that's quite a span, and if memory serves, it's not the highest bridge there, and it's not as high as the 94 bridge that goes over mm-hmm. the Mississippi River from St. Paul to Minneapolis, but still it would be a fairly long stretch of interstate highway, two lanes in either direction.
And it must certainly be one of the most heavily traveled bridges, you would think, in the entire state.
Dan Olson, I understand now, is much closer than either Mike Mulcahy or myself. We're in a studio in St. Paul, and Dan is close to the collapse of the bridge now. And, Dan, what new can you see that you weren't able to see when you were on the Stone Arch Bridge?
Well, Tom, I have directly in front of me a massive span southbound 35W collapsed down on two, three hopper cars along the railroad tracks running below. There is traffic, as you've already heard, vehicles. I see a huge flatbed truck with a crane on it that is simply stopped. Cars, SUVs lined up, all of the occupants gone by now, of course. Rescue vehicles down below. Kathy Werzer reported already how close this is to the Metalmatic manufacturing facility, which is right next to me. And, Tom, I think you can only describe it as a huge Lego set that simply collapsed. And then, of course, down below me here, beyond the police tape, which I'm not allowed to go, beyond the river, a flotilla of rescue craft there. Here comes the military helicopter again, hovering above us, making another pass. I think I see a Red Cross on the side of that military helicopter. And the news helicopters, of course, peel off the minute they get instructions to make way for the military aircraft. It's an eerie scene, Tom, on the span itself that has collapsed because, of course, there's nobody there.
Right.
Then down below, it's just a mass of people, several thousand of us here, a television crew on my right, a television crew on the left. There are brand new condominiums that have just sprung up here All of those people are literally within 200 yards of this collapsed span. Some of them were no doubt eyewitnesses. They're being interviewed extensively. More and more yellow police tape going up. The snarl of traffic, Tom, is really quite significant. Made worse in part because, of course, the fact there's a Twins home game tonight down
exactly.
at the Metrodome,
yeah.
and this happened just about the same time.
About the same time. Dan, are you on the, forgive me if you said this earlier, are you on the, if you will, the university bank of the river, or are you on the downtown Minneapolis, if you will, Guthrie side?
Now I'm on the east bank or the university bank of the river.
Right.
I crossed over from the downtown or west bank or Guthrie side of the river. I was back on the Stone Arch Bridge, and the scene there, Tom, was literally hundreds, actually probably approaching 2,000 people. Now, Tom, as if to complicate the whole matter, we have a bank of storm clouds moving in from the
yeah.
north with pains of lightning. And I can only imagine that should this actually come over, the rescue operation is going to be greatly hampered by this bad weather that seems to be moving in.
I was seeing this from radar.
I was just going to say the National Weather Service put out a statement about 5 minutes ago saying that there's a very heavy storm right now in the Mounds View area, and that some of the locations that may be affected include White Bear Lake, Vadnais Heights, Shoreview, North St. Paul, New Brighton, and Arden Hills. And
yeah.
So if you are in those areas, yeah. be prepared for a pretty strong storm blowing through just on top of all this.
You can already see eyes here on both sides of me going to the sky now because we've just heard the thunder, seen the lightning. People are starting to move out a little bit, look for cover. Once again now, the military helicopter is coming down ever, ever closer to the scene of this collapse of the 35W span over the Mississippi River. And I can only imagine that what's happening is video equipment there is taking it all in, and people are, no doubt, that's a sky communication center relaying whether or not they're seeing survivors or what they may be seeing in the river.
All right, Dan Olson, we're very grateful to you for your reporting tonight. We'll ask you to stand by.